Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on Pirate Radio, Breakbeat Drive using resampling workflows. Today we're building that gritty, urgent, warning drum and bass atmosphere that feels like a pirate broadcast cutting through static. Think jungle pressure, rough-edged breakbeat energy, a little tape damage, a little radio hiss, and a lot of motion. The goal is not just to make a loop. The goal is to make a short section that feels alive, like it's already in the middle of a transmission. As you follow along, keep one important idea in mind. Think in layers, not one loop. A convincing pirate radio break usually has three jobs happening at once. First, the core drum groove. Second, a degraded or printed version of that groove. And third, a background layer that suggests space, signal loss, or transmission noise. That contrast is what gives the whole thing character. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more jungle-leaning feel, 165 to 172 BPM also works really well. Create a new audio track and name it Break. Drop in a breakbeat sample, or a loop from a drum break you own and are allowed to use. If needed, turn warp on, but don't over-tighten things yet. At this stage, we want the break to breathe a little. When choosing a break, look for one with a strong snare on 2 and 4, some ghost notes, a bit of room sound, and maybe a little cymbal spill or roughness. That imperfect character is actually a feature. In this style, a slightly messy break often feels more musical than a perfectly polished one. Now open the clip and do just the basic cleanup. If the break needs it, use warp mode beats. Set preserve to something sensible like 1/60 or 1/8. Trim obvious silence at the start or end if needed, but don't sterilize the groove. A big beginner mistake is making the break too perfect too early. Jungle and drum and bass often get their energy from natural swing, ghost notes, and velocity differences, so leave some life in there. Next, build a simple main drum chain on the break track using stock Ableton devices. A solid starting order is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. With EQ8, start by high-passing gently around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels muddy, you can cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it feels dull, add a tiny high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz, but only a little. On drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Add crunch very carefully, because this can get harsh fast. Boom can be useful, but for this lesson keep it low. The idea is to add body and attitude without losing the break's punch. On saturator, turn soft clip on and add maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. If the break wants more edge, try analog clip. This can help the drums feel a bit more like they've been printed through a rough signal path. Then use glue compressor or compressor with a ratio around 2 to 1. Keep the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and the release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. You're only aiming for a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. We want glue, not squash. Finally, use utility to keep control of the width. For this kind of drum foundation, it's usually better to keep the core focused and centered unless you're intentionally widening atmosphere later. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample. Set audio from to either the break track or to resampling if you want to capture the whole master output. Arm the track and record 4 or 8 bars of the break while you're processing chain plays. This is where the lesson really starts to open up, because resampling lets you print the sound and turn it into new material. You can distort it harder, chop it into new hits, reverse fragments, and build fills from your own processed drums. That's a classic DNB workflow, and it's a huge part of getting that pirate radio grit. Here's a really useful coach tip: resample for decisions, not just effects. After you record a take, ask yourself which hit feels strongest, which fragment creates movement, and which part could become a fill. If a printed take doesn't add something new, don't keep it just because it looks cool. The point is to gain options. For beginners, it often helps to print shorter than you think. Start by capturing 1 or 2 bars of useful material first. Once you find a sound you like, then you can build a longer phrase from it. Take the recorded audio on resample and start turning it into a texture layer. You can duplicate the clip, slice it into smaller pieces, and keep the strongest moments, like snare hits, kick transients, noisy hat bursts, and tiny groove fragments. You can do this manually, or you can right-click the resampled audio and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, and use the default drum rack. That gives you a fast way to trigger your own printed break with MIDI notes. This is a great beginner-friendly way to make the break feel more personal. You're not just using a loop anymore. You're playing back your own damaged version of it. Now create another audio track called Atmosphere. This is where we build the Pirate Radio world around the drums. You can use actual samples like radio static, vinyl crackle, street noise, room tone, shortwave hiss, or faint crowd chatter. If you don't have samples, you can build something convincing with stock devices. A simple stock chain could be operator or wave-eatable with a noise source, then auto-filter, then redux, then reverb, then delay or echo, and finally EQ8. If you're using noise, high pass it heavily, somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. Add slow movement with auto filter. Use redux gently for lo-fi edge. Add a long reverb decay, but keep the whole thing low in the mix. The atmosphere should suggest a damaged transmission, not steal focus from the drums. Now let's make everything move. Use filter automation on the break and atmosphere. On the break track, open the auto filter gradually over time, so the intro starts darker and gets brighter as it builds. On the atmosphere layer, use high pass or band pass movement and sweep the cutoff slowly. A little resonance can help create tension. The classic feel here is simple. Darker in the intro, brighter and more unstable as the energy rises, then a quick opening sweep before the drop, and finally the atmosphere pulls back. That kind of movement is small, but it makes a huge difference. Next, add rhythmic chop and stutter for that frantic pirate radio energy. You can cut a snare tail and repeat it rapidly, duplicate a kick transient 2 to 4 times, before a downbeat, reverse a short break fragment into a fill, or use beat repeat for controlled glitching. If you place beat repeat on a duplicate break layer or on the resampled track, start gently. Try an interval of 1 bar or 1/2 bar, a grid of 1/16 or 1/32, chance around 10 to 30%, and keep the mix low enough that it acts like texture instead of taking over the whole groove. In this style, a little chaos goes a long way. Now arrange the section so it actually feels like a song movement, not just a loop. A good 8-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 are filtered break plus low atmosphere with no sub-bass yet. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the resampled gritty layer quietly, maybe with some ghost hits and a slightly more open filter. Bars 5 and 6 can add stronger snare accents, a chopped fill at the end of bar 6, and a bit more noise texture. Bars 7 and 8 should build tension by removing some low end from the break, adding a quick, reverse hit or tape stop style effect, and leaving space for the drop. That sense of progression is what keeps the listener locked in. Now let's talk about low end, because this is where beginner mixes can get messy fast. Pirate radio textures can pile up quickly, and if you're not careful, the break and the atmosphere will compete with the sub-bass. Keep the low end clean below about 80 to 100 Hz, unless the break is intentionally carrying low-end character. High-pass atmosphere layers aggressively if needed. If the break has too much kick energy, reduce that before the bass line comes in. Also, keep your kick and snare mostly centered. Let the hats, room tone, and noise spread out a bit more. The core drum impact should stay focused, while the hiss and space can live wider around it. That contrast gives the whole thing depth. A couple of quick pro tips will help this go even further. Try layering a crushed version of the break underneath the clean one. Duplicate the break and process the copy heavily with redux, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. Blend it in quietly. That gives you a shadow version of the groove, which can add a lot of grime without destroying the main drum impact. You can also use band passed radio noise. Try filtering somewhere around 300 Hz to 3kHz, adding a little distortion, and then a small amount of delay or reverb. Keep it moving with slow automation. That creates a proper pirate radio feel, like the signal is coming through an old transmitter. Another great trick is to resample the reverb tail. Print the break with a heavy reverb, slice the tail, and use it as a texture behind the drums. It's subtle, but it can make the whole section feel haunted and airborne. If you want to make fills feel more unified, build them from your own drum material. Take a snare or kick fragment from your resampled break, then make 3 versions: normal, reversed, and heavily filtered. Use those at different transition points. That way the whole arrangement sounds like it belongs to the same world. One more teacher note: use contrast as your main tool. Clean versus damaged, dry versus spacious, centered versus wide, dense versus sparse. The more you alternate those states, the more the section feels like a broadcast cutting in and out. Let's do a quick recap. Start with a strong breakbeat at drum and bass tempo. Process it with stock Ableton tools like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, and beat repeat. Resample your own drums to create grit, fills, and texture. Build atmosphere with noise, radio style filtering, reverb, and lo-fi processing. Arrange the sections so it evolves over time, and keep the low end under control so the bass line can hit properly later. If you want to practice this right now, here's a fast exercise. Load a breakbeat at 172 BPM. Add EQ 8, drum bus, and saturator. Record 4 bars to a new resample track. Slice the resample into a drum rack. Create a new 4-bar MIDI pattern using only one kick fragment, one snare fragment, and one noisy hat fragment. Add a separate atmosphere track with noise or room tone, auto filter, reverb, and redux. Automate the filter cutoff over 4 bars. Then end the phrase with a reversed hit, a snare repeat, or a short beat repeat burst. The challenge is to make it feel darker, rougher, more urgent, and more like it's being broadcast from a damaged radio tower. That's the core workflow for Pirate Radio, Breakbeat Drive using resampling in Ableton Live 12. Once you get comfortable with this, you'll start hearing your own drum loops differently, because now you know how to print, chop, degrade, and rebuild them into something with real attitude.